What an honor, huh? All you young folk, you looking for some for a heroic task. Task is not the word I'm looking for. You young folk looking for a heroic path, an heroic challenge. This is it. Freeing humanity at last. When Proudhon says, essentially, with his eye on the nation, not the globe, that he doesn't want revolution, he wants evolution, that he doesn't want to end the bank, he wants to strip it of its death-servicing purposes. Those purposes are constitutive of the totalitarian global state. Remember we used his language that the sum of all the abuses of the state is called the global state. The interstate system beyond being means for institutionalizing global scarcity. When the world market requires that we produce not for ourselves, but for it. That is scarcity manufactured with artifice, with cons such as greater good and progress. Yeah, I heard that word thrown around a lot. Not one in that People's Summit we were listening to. Not one person. And I'm sure there were a few who'd seen as many decades as me. Not one person said things have been getting worse and worse and worse, despite all that protest they recommended we do. Not one person said protest. Protest has not got us our freedom. Okay, maybe I'll just say that. It's shown power, its weaknesses, and they've patched up and kept going. So, People's Summit folk did not point out that far from delivering progress, things have gotten worse and worse by following the insufficient path of protest with no vision of what we want. And that existed with Kropotkin and with Proudhon. And that's why we had two world wars that consumed I don't know how many millions of folk in the 20th century to end that vision, which is so clearly economically efficient, so clearly needed, and so what we want. They had to slaughter a lot of folk to end it for a bit, but we are resurrecting it. So this interstate system, beyond being means for ensuring our inability to feed ourselves, that's called manufactured scarcity, and help our brothers and sisters of other lands who are with ourselves experiencing great suffering. Hunger and the most corrupt and utter soullessness are stalking us across the globe. Name one land where inadequate food and erosion of empathy are not issues that are soul crippling. And the plight always, of course, is most dire in the global south, the oil and fertile earth of which the power guys will ever covet while they exist, whose people they want bent to the hard tasks. That's part of the their need to feed the con progress and keep their hierarchy in place, whose people they want bent to the hard tasks. Recall on whose backs the weight of the so-called knowledge economy rests. Who clothes it? Who feeds it? Who does the dirty work? Quote unquote, who scores the earth with huge forks so its wealth can be ripped from it. So the machinery of making hierarchy, the motor of our conditioned helplessness, is kept in motion. And who is dying of hunger due to year upon year of withholding rain from them, coupled with planned violence and community dismantlement. And we're being mowed down with such a chilling and all-encompassing totalitarian contempt, our minds cannot wrap around it. Which means our life-affirming reply must be set on that hill high for as many others to see and hear as we can reach. Beyond being this interstate system means for transferring, concentrating, and centralizing wealth massively. And it's by means of the centralization of capital on a world scale achieved via global financial mechanisms, by means of extraordinarily large-scale banking consortia managing public and private funds alike, quoting our good three from our March 1st, 2015 show, that wealth is sucked from the earth, from us and our brothers and sisters, the quality of whose lives to the power titans is of no consequence, beyond being means for transferring, beyond being this interstate system, means for transferring, concentrating, and centralizing wealth massively over time as wealth grows ever more concentrated, i.e., the more we extremely abused are viewed as having little left to use with automation. Hence the slaughter and terrorizing of rural villages across the globe. Famine is everywhere. Friday's papers tells us that 200 people fleeing Boko Haram died of hunger in Nigeria last month. And that's obviously the tip of the iceberg. If we stood with our bodies, we would be standing with theirs. For there are intimate and mysterious linkages between us, which, once we explore, reveal more.